object labels. The size of this poulticine tin indicates the regularity with which poultices, cloths spread with thick pastes of various substances, were applied on ailing patients for problems as various as dog bites, headaches, ingrown toenails, and pneumonia. The painkillers here include anticamnia, an American preparation marketed aggressively from 1890 to 1930 and available in variant forms, including anticamnia and heroin. Some items in this cabinet date from the second half of the 20th century, including the snake bite kit, instructing actions that are no longer recommended, and the Vincent's aspirin powders, not to be confused with the more addictive Beck's. In Australia, into the early 1970s, olive oil was purchased in small bottles from chemists to be used for a range of medicinal purposes, including softening earwax. This pill roller belongs to a time when pharmacists mostly made up prescriptions from scratch. They would make a paste from carefully measured active ingredients, mixed with thickeners and stabilizers. They would roll the paste into logs, place them at right angles to the grooves of the base plate of the machine, take up the roller, and press it down and along the length of the plate. This would cut the logs into pill-sized pieces. Once the pills dried, they would be ready for bottling and dispensation to the customer. Pharmacists hand-wrote details of every prescription they dispensed until the 1980s. The PSAQ collection contains many examples of pharmacists' ledgers, some more than 100 years old. It is fascinating to cross-track the treatment history of patients who died long ago through these tall books, which contained sensitive information long before the term was invented.